Welcome to Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
We're your hosts, Dana.
And Amanda.
Just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit. Hey, Amanda.
Hey. Well, the positive this week, I think you need to share what happened in your life.
Okay, so if you haven't followed along with our Instagram and Facebook stories, I suggest you do first things first.
Which is, where can we be found?
You can find us at Another Mother Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And on there, you will now find five little ducklings that I have purchased and now own.
She's a duck mama.
I'm a duck mama. My son says I'm a duck grandma because he's papa.
And you also got a complimentary duck, which, like, we all know how much I love snacks, but, like, a complimentary duck is way better than, like, a free app or anything you can
like,
get.
Like, what do you even do with that? I know. So, I know there's going to be, like, they almost need their own episode, to be quite honest. But in short, they get delivered from, like, around the Edmonton area. And then they get put in this cute little box. And then they were driven here to Calgary at 4:30 in the morning. And then I went and picked them up at like 9:30. And they're like, yeah, just make sure you look in the box or whatever before you like take them. And so it's like, what do you call that? It's like tied. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we had to cut that open and like they weren't making any sounds. And I was like, oh my God. And I opened it up and it was just, I was like, why is there five? And so they said that they send an extra one just in case one dies in transit or something.
Aww.
Which I guess has happened before. I think it just depends on their journey, I guess, which is also really sad to think about. But anyway, they're okay. They're home.
And they're fuzzy. And they're fucking cute.
Oh my God. They're so, like, I cannot even deal with it.
We were already saying, like, duck therapy should be a thing.
It should. Like, horse therapy is a thing. Honestly, like, we've just had multiple visitors. We've just had kids, like, come by. And the kids are just, like, insane. And honestly, as far as, like, homeschooling goes for my son,
best
like, I was like, this is it. We're doing this now. And we've been just researching and, you know, writing out stuff to like, you know, research just soothes my kids. So that's just been a part of it. We've learned so much about them. It's so cute.
That's so cute. And they're going to be like, this is something they'll remember for their whole lives.
Oh, I know. Like, they're like, I can't believe we have ducks. And honestly, I can't even believe I'm that mom. That was like, it was my idea. Like, it wasn't even their idea.
Yeah. Well, even how excited your stepdaughter is, like, going into our episode, you want to bond with your stepchild? Get some ducks.
Get some fucking ducks, man. Like, I swear to, and honestly, like, they're in my garage. They're in, like, a huge, giant bin, and they've got, like, their little wood shaving bedding, and their heat lamp, and their water, and their food. And I was just telling you before we started recording, like, I take them out twice a day to go swimming because, like, they need their exercise. And, like, they're just so sweet and quiet right now. But I'm sure that'll change. And I'm sure everyone is going to make fun of me here in a couple months. But
I should have pushed my trip down to Calgary because now I'm so tempted to come back.
I know. You should come back. I'm so mad because your kids would have just loved them. Like, it would have been a whole thing, but
they would have been crying every night because they couldn't take the ducks to bed.
Well, I'm just hoping. So I want to, like, you can train them. Like, you can honest to God train them. They're super smart. And I'm just hoping that they'll just be so like playing with the kids. They could potentially play with the kids, right? So next time you guys do come down, they'll still be fun. Just that'll not be so cute.
At least they'll be more durable for my crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. We had friends over today that had like little tiny, like little kids. And it was like the whole time. But anyway,
those
it was like, Yeah, they were so cute. But anyway, that's my positive note for everybody. I will be spamming the shit out of our social media with ducks. So just so everyone knows, if you don't like ducks, like, I don't know what to tell you about.
Yeah. And if you do, we're your people. So today we want to talk about building a bond with your bonus children. I think this is something that comes to mind with every new or seasoned stepmom. I mean, I don't think the journey gets easier and kids change and different seasons happen.
Absolutely. And yeah, coming into it, and I mean, I guess I'd like to say I'm pretty lucky. Like, came in, she was four. Yeah, she was four, almost five. And so, like, at that age, I find it's pretty simple. Like, they just love.
Yeah.
They just want you to hang out and pay attention and play friggin' grocery store, whatever. Like, we've just played all the time. What I was thinking was, like, oh man, how hard that must be for, like, becoming a step parent, merging into a family with, like, older children.
Yeah.
I think that would be fairly difficult. And I don't think there's any, like, again, there's no rule book when it comes to parenting, let alone step parenting. So I think it's just situational.
Yeah.
But just effort.
Yeah.
Just an effort. Actually,
speak louder than words.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't done it myself, but something that I'm interested in, we've kind of talked before about love languages with your partner, but there is a kids' love languages book. That's something that is on my list to read. I think that would be really insightful.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, and I think it touches on, like, disciplining your kids who have different love languages. I mean, all three of ours are polar opposites.
Totally.
So it's like, okay, each of you is your own jigsaw puzzle.
See, and that's the fucked up part about, like, I mean, I feel like it can be like, I mean, your two boys, they're completely different as well. And they cut from the same cloth, right? But I feel like it's just like every child can be so different, and parenting each child is just a trip. Like, so, like, sometimes my husband and I, we, like, look at each other and we're like, why are they so different?
Yeah. What is happening right now?
So completely opposite. But yet they get along fairly well for their ages and, you know, being a boy and girl. But holy shit, man. Yeah, what works for one most certainly does not work for the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find that they, like, point out the differences, or are they just, like, they've accepted? Like, I don't know. I feel like with my boys anyways, I'm, like, pretty different with them because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
But they're old enough to be, like, complain about it.
I think they know, like, you know, it's pretty much always the same song and dance. My boy is very emotional. He's very clingy. He's very talkative. He's just in tune with every single person that's around him most of the time, unless you're a stranger or whatever. But and then my stepdaughter is just cut off. She stays very quiet, which can be nice too, right? But there's no, like, emotional, like, attachment to many things. It takes her a while. And, you know, we often talk about it. She's always like, yep, Aiden is the one who cries, and I am she's like, I'm just cold. We call her Stone Cold Steve Austin. But it's just, you know, she's on a learning journey of trying to just, like, take a few steps back from being so cold. And my son is on a journey to take a few steps back from being, like, so much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to have some boundaries, I guess. Not that I want them to change or anything, but it's like, it'll be super exhausting for you in the future if you don't recognize these things now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's the same, you know.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Like, yeah. You don't have to have a freaking meltdown every time, like, Nolan looks at him sideways or something, and he's just like,
you were so mean to me, and it hurts my heart. And, like, I get that, and I think wearing their heart on their sleeve is such a beautiful thing, especially for being a male, because, like...
Yeah, it's a fine line, not ruining that, but also, like, teaching them how to...
Yeah.
Not, obviously, you don't want them to, like, oppress their feelings or anything, but learning how to manage them in a healthy way.
Yeah, and it's gotten so much better over the years, but, like, I think a lot of that has to do with, I hate to say it, but homeschooling him. Like, he was a dang mess going to school before, and now it's just, like, he spends so much time with me, and we talk through things all the time that it's, like, he's on such a different path now.
I love the homeschooling.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. He loves it so much.
Yeah, he does. He's just like, this is what I love so much about it, is I can just we can just talk and get to know each other, and totally get that it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it totally works for us. So
yeah, I get that for sure.
Yeah.
So you gave me some advice a while ago about your journaling idea.
Yes, to your stepdaughter, do you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you still do with yours?
So I wouldn't even, like, I think I've had to use journaling to a few people in my family because I have gone off on people and I don't want to do that. And I've really, like, segregated family from my life because I just, like, went off on my emotions. So I find writing or typing, whatever your niche is helpful. And then even just, like, getting it out and then leaving it.
Yeah.
And then you can either just leave it in your notebook or on your laptop or whatever in a secure place, so no one finds it. Or you can,
I did do that one time with my husband and then he found it.
Oh shit, man. That's like my worst fear. 'Cause like, it's like a diary, but it's also like shit.
Yeah. It was totally something that I was just, like, angry. And I was like, I know that these are emotional feelings that I just need to get out.
Yep, so you did.
And I did. And I was like, I knew that it was, like, not a big enough thing that I actually wanted to have, like, the conversation / argument.
Yep.
So, yeah, he ended up finding it. But, I mean, it wasn't a big thing, but I could see how it would be with some other people.
Yeah, and also just, like, imagine a child reading something that you wrote out that maybe you weren't meant to, you were just getting it out.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't meant for them. But I did a few times out of desperation write to her, only because like at a loss of just, like, she was in a really bad place and she went through, you know, some major phases of just, like, not even talking, like, one word answers, like, just dark and shut off and not caring about anything. And yeah, so she was depressed, you know, she has a therapist, just so everybody knows. And we're working on a lot of those things, but she went through, and, you know, like, she would do something completely out of line and we would have the big discussion with her, you know, in the kitchen, like, always. And she's just like, nothing. And I'd be like, how do you feel, or, like, about what we're trying to tell you? And she just straight up told me, I feel nothing. And so it was like, okay, like, I feel like our words at this point in time are just, at that point in time, were just annoying. And it's like, she wasn't even there listening.
Yeah, like, blocking you out almost.
Yeah. So I did decide to, like, take some time to write her, and just so she could, like, maybe look back and read it. And, like, you know, I know it's probably an underlying issue. It doesn't probably have a whole lot to do with us personally, but it was just like, I needed my feelings to get across to her in a different way. 'Cause I can, you know, you can talk to her till you're blue in the face, but she doesn't care at that time.
Yeah.
and she doesn't feel anything really for you at that time, you could cry and she'd be like, hmm. So we've gotten way better. Like, we've definitely turned a corner, but holy shit. Yeah. For a while it was like, what is going on? So, and I've done the same thing to my dad too. When he lived with us, I, you know, spoke and like, he didn't give a shit. So I ended up writing to him and it just like, he finally was like, I didn't know that. Yeah. So maybe it has something to do with how I'm expressing it, but I feel like it works.
I was going to say, I think when people read, they're like absorbing it a bit more than when they are just listening to you and probably trying to formulate their next sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it something you would ever consider?
I actually have I have boxes for each of our kids that have just like keepsakes and whatnot. And I have written like a few notes and letters for each of them, but definitely for my stepdaughter. I know there's like a birthday balloon one year. Like, I always deflate all their like foil birthday balloons and put them in their box each year, like the big one. So I like wrote on it with a Sharpie, a little note on it. And I know one year I wrote one like, I'm growing with you. I have no idea what I'm doing. We're figuring this out together.
Oh, that's so lovely, Amanda.
So it's
such an organized mom.
No, don't even start telling people that.
Okay, sentimental. Is that more like it? Sentimental?
Yeah, sentimental, I guess. I try. I feel like those things are going to be the things that like they look back and are like,
yes.
Well, it's yes. Something, right? Especially to us who like don't have a lot of strong family ties. And
oh my God. Yes. I can't even deal.
Yeah, like I just want my kids to have a piece of their childhood and not just be trying to recover from it.
Yeah. Oh my God, ain't that the truth?
Right?
So when I know your stepdaughter was, you know, obviously we've discussed this quite a few times. She was super young when you came into her life. How did you guys bond at first?
Well, like you said, like that age is just kind of so easy. And my husband was a single dad at that time. So it was fun decorating her room with her. And we'd shop together and do those things, all the things that dad didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Painting our nails, face masks, all that stuff. She was just like, oh my God.
Super girly girl stuff.
Yeah. And still is, loves that stuff. Yeah, even now, like if she comes from home from her mom's and like I have a nice bath bomb for her, she's like super excited.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's like a nice way to be like, please go bathe your mom's house off. I'm sure you enjoy ours.
That's a good, you know, I mean, that's real stuff right there. So I don't, now we talked about that maybe a past episode about just kind of hygiene and cleanliness between the homes and stuff. And yeah, I think that is a really lovely way for you to be like, enter. I don't mean to be rude, but I got you this and
yeah,
go hop in.
And I mean, I've talked to you about it before. Like, it's, I don't want to make her feel bad because it's not her fault that.
No, it's not.
Her parent isn't setting her up for success. So it is a fine line.
Mm-hmm. And just talking about hygiene is like, just like easing it in here and there. Like, man, we've been on repeat for like 4 years.
Yeah. And I hate to be like, it's different between boys and girls, but I mean, with the boys, like I'd be like, boy, you stank, like go get in that bath or I'm not feeding you. Like,
oh, that's 100% how there's no difference, right? My husband's always like, who's this grease ball when he comes home? She's always like, ah. And sometimes he's joking, but sometimes he's not.
Yeah, because he's like, no, but seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
So no. Has he ever gotten in on the journaling?
No.
No, not his thing.
No, it's totally not his thing. I think, I mean, probably a lot of us stepmoms can relate in some way, shape, or form about like, sometimes with the dad, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And sometimes pretending it's not happening is the easiest thing they feel like it is to do. But it's coping mechanism.
Which is and, so frustrating for somebody who wants to be on top of it.
Yes. Yes. So I'm huge on like, we need to address these things. And again, I'm not someone who's super pressury of like, we need to talk to her about her behavior. It's like, okay, this has happened like a good handful of times. Like, are we going to talk about this or, and if he decides not to, honestly, I will leave it until it comes up again. And then I will handle it.
Yeah.
When I say handle it, I mean, I will have that discussion because I'm just like, I'm the one who's parenting you a lot. So it's like, I can't just let you go through life thinking that's okay. So here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, you are a co-parent.
And I think she appreciates it nowadays. Like, you know, I know for a while it was like, I know and don't care and whatever. But like now I feel like she like is like, huh, I think Dana might be onto something or she might know a thing or two, you know?
Yeah. And so, you're totally setting the foundation where like she knows she's going to be able to come and trust you. And
yeah,
she knows you always have her best interest.
Totally. Yeah. So I think just like, you know, just talking to them. I think if you're unsure of where to start about forming a bond, it's just like, no matter the age, you know, they could be little. It's just like getting on the ground and getting at their level. And like they say, even through my stepdaughter's therapy, I mean, she's 12 and she still sees the same psychologist and it's play therapy. And you learn a lot about kids through play. So it's like, I know we fucking hate playing with kids, but like sometimes it, like if you're dedicated enough and you really want to bond, I think just like getting on their level, no matter the age and just like getting involved and talking.
And like real talk, I am somebody who fucking hates like playing pretend and like
100%.
Like I absolutely hate it. So for me, sometimes if I know that I'm like, because kids pick up on when you're being fake, too.
Yeah.
They're not as stupid as everyone thinks they are.
No. So
if I know that I'm, like, not in it, I will just include them in something that I'm doing. Like, hey, I'm going to bake some muffins. Do you guys want to, like, measure some stuff out? Whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it can be anything.
Yeah, just kind of staying busy and doing something that maybe you enjoy together and then just talking as you do it. Like,
yeah. And actually somebody said something, I think it was in a Facebook group. I'm not going to quote anybody, but it was a suggestion about, especially if you have a bit of a strained relationship at all, to do like parallel activities. So activities where you don't need to like sit and make eye contact.
That's right up my alley. I think eye contact is super awkward. I don't like doing it with many people.
Yeah. Okay. See, I can't help it. Like I will like lock into it and I can feel sometimes I make people uncomfortable. So I'll just like make myself look away. But, like, I think I was just raised that like it's disrespectful not to make eye contact when someone's talking. So I'm like, look how much I care about you.
I guess maybe that's it. I think I'm more just like uncomfortable with myself. So I'm like, I don't want to look at you for too long. Like, I don't know what it is really, but yeah. I always find myself going like, what else can I look at? Like, I'll still talk to you, but I don't want to make direct eye contact with you. Like I only make direct eye contact with the people who live in this house right now. And that's pretty much
that's it. Pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so parallel activities could, like, totally be your thing. Like,
oh, and I know, like, even when I'm feeling super, like, these days, getting better, working on it, when I'm feeling super resentful, when my stepdaughter's here, and maybe we're off to, like, a, you know, it's just one of those off weeks where, like, last week was really fucking good. Let me just say that. Like, I said to my spouse, I was like, this was, like, a really good week with her. And he's like, I agree, but when I... majority of the time when we just have those weeks where you're like, holy fuck, like what is happening? Like, I don't know. I just have to talk myself off of like, I will avoid.
Yeah, me too. That's when I'm like, I'm going to go fold those 12 loads of laundry I was avoiding. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm short and cold, and I don't want to be like that, but sometimes I, like, need to. Sounds bad, but.
No, I totally get that. And it is, it's hard. And, I mean, we were saying before, like, sometimes I think we overthink it because they are our bonus children, and it mm-hmm. feels like everyone is judging our every move. But, I mean, a lot of the times we're just parenting them the same way that we parent our own, which we totally. Get shit on for not doing anyway. So
to each their own, man. Like, I feel like everyone's situation is totally different, and I'm, like, really on the road of, like, I'm not fucking judging.
Yeah.
I'm just not judging anybody. I don't know their story. I'm sure I'm being judged for quite a few things. So I'm just gonna.
Well, and we know that with, like, blended families, there's so fucking much behind the scenes. Like, you're not going to get a full recap. Even if you're a close friend, you still don't know everything. Like, there's just too much.
There's too much. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. But anyway, yeah. So I think, again, Amanda did these notes because she's amazing and did it all before she was doing her doula course. So it makes her extra amazing. Yeah. But you got a lot of this from, did you want to maybe give a bit of a shout out there to where?
Yeah. So it's actually a blog, but she does have an Instagram account. We will link the online blog. So it's mynourishedhome.com. And she had a really great list of tips here for bonding with your stepchildren. So the first one here was take baby steps. Relationships take time and patience depending on age and the situation. So I think we've talked about this before, but, like, setting realistic expectations.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like, you know, sometimes when I get the eye roll, I'm like, I'm a true parent.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost like, yes. Yeah, almost, like, in a way, because it's like, you know, like, that's what you do to your mom. Like,
in a weird way.
Yeah, in a weird way, I'm like, yeah, girl. That's how close we are. We can roll our eyes at each other.
A negative into a positive. Go
I know. And at one point, I was like, I just want her to tell me to fuck off and stomp down the stairs. Is that too much to ask? Because there was, like, nothing happening for so long. And I was like, I just want her to tell me that she hates me and, like, storm off like a normal kid. But I just do. I do think they take time. And, like, over the years, man, like, our relationship has changed so much.
Yeah. And it's going to continue to, especially with these, this stage she's in.
Yeah. Well, I just got her duck, so we're good for a while.
Yeah. You've got at least the summer.
At least. Yeah. Actually, when she was home yesterday, she of course invited her friend up the street over to, like, see the ducks and stuff. And we were trying to find something to put the ducks in to swim or whatever. And we were going through all, like, my party supply box. Cause, like, every year, man, her birthday's lit up. Like, it's our thing. She picks a theme and I'm like, Pinterest motherfuckers. Like, I'm on it. Like, every year it's always crazy. And we were, like, going through all the old stuff and she's like, oh man. And she was telling, like, her friend about, like, her birthday party. She's like, Dana's, like, stepmom of the year every year. And I was like, oh,
aww.
She said that.
Let me say that again. Just let me get my camera real quick. Yeah,
let me record. But I was like, oh, see, and that's another thing. Like, I never planned her the first year I met her and the second year, like, I didn't plan those birthday parties. Like, her grandma did. And after a while, just started getting really weird. And, like, we'd be invited to these birthday parties that they would throw. And then, like, they'd be like, oh, by the way, you owe us, like, $500 for this rental. And it was like, what? We didn't even discuss that. So we just started doing, like, the birthday parties separate. And so that was obviously my cue to be like,
I got
organizing. And, like, her birthday, like, every year she loves her birthday. Every year. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's, like, another thing that might not seem like a big deal, but compound effect, right? She's going to look back one day and be like, Dana planned all these birthdays every single year. She never like skipped one.
Never.
Right. Never.
Even this year was a weird one because of like lockdowns and stuff. And like, still she was like, let's do a hike then and I'll invite a friend. So we invited a friend and we did like, yeah, it was just like really, we still made it really special. And then, you know, like they didn't do anything on her mom's side. And I mean, I can't really blame her just because COVID was totally fucking weird. So, but it was just like, she still talks about that, about how much she loved that. Like I took them to the mountains to go hiking and have a picnic. And then it was just fun.
Yeah. And that was like one of the things on the list anyways, was like quality time doing something they love. Right. And that was something like, you love hiking too. So getting to share that with her is like good for your relationship.
Oh, it's so good. And I don't think she likes it all the time, but
yeah, a lot of the pictures you send me, I'm like, yeah, girl, same. That's the fucking thing.
That one I posted and it was like everyone's smiling and having a great time. You're like, oh, that's so sweet. And I was like, want to see how it really went? And she's like miserable as fuck. Like
it was like us camping on the weekend. I woke up in the morning and I was like, yeah, so I think I'm more of like a daytime camper.
That's like day use like area only.
Like a picnic? I'm like, yeah, I'm like a picnicker.
But like every day. Every day would be fine.
Take me home to bed when I'm done though.
Oh man. Well, you must have been sore. Do you guys have like a good mattress?
Yeah, we do, but I just like don't really like the outside a whole bunch.
And okay, yeah.
The bugs just love me. Like they everywhere I go, they just eat me alive. So that is like a big thing for me too.
So we're camping together in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, so Dana's going to get to hear me bitch and complain for 4 whole days.
We're glamping. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah. Do you know what? Our tent is 20 feet long. So, and it has like a front porch, like a mosquito patio thing in between. Yeah.
But you guys are sleeping in the trailer. You know that, right?
No, we are. But even like last weekend when we were like in the tent and everything, my sister was like, you were basically glamping. And I was like, I still fucking hated it.
Still fucking hate it. I can't believe we're friends.
I also didn't, I feel like I didn't drink enough.
That's fair. We'll fix that.
Right?
Yeah.
I will drink all of the wine.
I know we got off topic. Of course we did.
The usual.
We may as well slip in Texas while we're at it.
Yes.
Shout out to Texans.
We're coming for you.
So here's one. And holy shit, I wish I would have known this in the beginning, was not to take things personally.
Yeah.
And that kids don't get the decision making the way we do. I took so much shit personally in the beginning.
I think that one's just hard on like a human level, not to.
Yeah.
But absolutely. But honestly, I think it does help in a way if you can remind yourself that like we know how frustrated we are as like the bonus parents that we don't get a ton of say in decision making. So as a child being bounced between homes and just being told what's happening all the time, like I completely understand that.
And everything's so different from each household. And then you get in trouble for doing the thing that you forgot. Oh yeah, we don't do that here.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I think that one's a big one.
Yeah, I feel for that one too.
I struggle with that.
Me too.
The next one here was be involved, go to their games, get involved with things you love and be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems obvious, but even if you're not having the greatest relationship, just showing up and being supportive can go a long way.
They always remember who's there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
They always remember who's there.
Like you said, you're being consistent about it and they know that you'll always show up for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that also probably, I think, well, I mean, it caused problems for us because I always went and, I mean, my schedule allowed me to be there almost every single time.
Yeah.
And for her mother, it did not all the time. And sometimes it was not helped and sometimes it was. So it just came to a point too where, yeah, it was like everyone just thought I was her mom. And it's not like I was going around being like, I'm her mom. It was just, I was there and
yeah,
my spouse is her dad and here I am. And so it was just the way it was. But honestly, one of the best things I ever did was be approached by my stepdaughter's coach to see if I wanted to help her coach and be an assistant coach. And I was like super apprehensive at first. I was like, oh no, like I'm a step parent. I don't deserve to be out there. I'm not a, like a parent, you know? And so I told her I'd think about it. She's like, no, no, you're doing it. I was like, okay, well, I'll talk to my stepdaughter about it. And I talked to her and I was like, just like sleep on it. There's no pressure. I don't have to. I don't want this to like cause problems. And the coach who we had known from the previous year, she was like, I think this will be great for you guys. And so I did it and it was like the best. It was the best. Like there was so many reasons to be involved. You know, like it helped our relationship. It helped just like ignoring people in the stands, you know, like, cause we talk about that all the time about how awkward, if anybody has a kid in ice sports at all, like, and in a blended family, how fucking awkward it is on in the stands.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like it. It's like really awkward to almost 2 hours of just sitting with people or being near people that you're like not comfortable being around.
Yeah.
And so being on the ice, it was like, yeah, they're probably staring at me and calling me all kinds of shit. But like, man, it just like helped us immensely in our relationship. It was so much fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
The next one here from My Nursed Home was invite them into your life and share family traditions. Do you have any traditions that you've tried to pass down to your kids or that you regularly do?
I think so. It was awkward. So when I came in, I mean, she's already 4, almost 5. Or they already kind of had things that they kind of did. And whereas like I just had a baby who was not even a year old yet. And so traditions could kind of be anything at that point.
Yeah.
So I mean, as far as family traditions, like I come from a really fucked up family. So it didn't really, it's kind of like an open thing. So I just kind of like, you know, did things a little bit the way she was used to. And then I've implemented some small things here and there that I like, you know, did maybe as a kid. Like Christmas Eve was always Christmas lights. We did church, but I don't do church on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Just like little things, but I think we've just kind of come up with our own. What about you guys?
We're the same. Like we've like actively thought about which ones that we want to do, like, for example, I mean, the boys are kind of just getting to a point where they really understand and love Christmas. So it was really, really exciting this year. But
yeah,
when my husband was young, he made these like, they're like peanut butter balls, basically. And then you dip them in chocolate and set them in the freezer. And so he was like, I want to make those. So we made those. And we do the pickle on the Christmas tree. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I haven't. Tell me.
I think it's a German tradition.
Okay.
But you hide it's like a pickle ornament. You hide it on your tree. And then in the morning, Christmas morning, the first person to find the pickle gets like a special treat and they get to open the first present.
Oh, so funny.
We just like let the kids try to find it. But my stepdaughter has found it the last couple of years because the boys are still like young and slow, so she's like,
got it. Yeah.
High and high the last few Christmases, but
oh, that's so cool. No, I've never heard of that, but those kids will always remember that. It's so cool.
Yeah, just like different things like that. And we just like love pickles, so when I saw it or read about it, I was like, that is so fucking happening at our house.
We are putting a pickle up here. Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, that's lovely. So you guys kind of incorporated lots of new stuff just because of your family past and stuff like that, hey?
Yeah, just like little things here and there. I mean, like I used to watch Polar Express at Christmas with my dad. So yeah. Now we watch it with our kids on Christmas Eve, and we do Christmas Eve boxes and
Nice.
I mean, those are just our Christmas traditions, but those are the easiest ones.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah, I think if it were me, that was the thing. I was like, it's even as far as like Christmas presents, are they wrapped or unwrapped when it comes to like
Santa?
I was like, Santa's were never wrapped at my house. And it was like completely opposite with this family. So I was like, I kind of had to roll with the punches because what are you going to do? Make it different? And then she goes, what?
Santa forgot my wrapping paper this year.
Right? So I was just like, all right. You know, yeah. There's just things that I feel like when you come in, I think it just depends on the family dynamic. But I wasn't about to like change everything because she was older than my son. And my son had no idea what was even going on at the time. So,
yeah, it's nice when you can kind of like blend them together and mm-hmm. come up with your own.
But like, I mean, we've always, as far as like Christmas dinner or getting together with families and stuff, like, so we always do it when we know we're going to have her. Whereas I think a lot of families just kind of do it for whatever works with that, the family. And like, if it doesn't work when you have your stepkids, it's like, oh, well, like we don't have them. Oh, well, but it's like, I think you really need to fight to make it so it works to have them.
Yeah, I agree.
Cause I think I can't say for sure. Cause I don't know. Cause like, they don't like me, but on her stepdad's side, I think for a few years at least, they would do that. Like they would have the Christmas without her there while she was with us. And it was like, I wish you guys would tell us, like we would change things.
Yeah.
So that it worked, right? Because I think for a while she felt really like not involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those are really tough feelings to navigate as a kid.
For sure. Don't make them feel like your stepkids. Yes. Whatever that means. Yeah, I guess that can go a few ways. I know for sure, like I have half brothers. I have two. And so they're my dad's sons. And they were treated like that.
Yeah. And I actually feel like the more that I've talked to people, I feel like that was a lot more common in like the previous generations. It was almost like, well, blended families were so much less common than they are now.
Right.
So it was almost like a stigma around it or like something to be ashamed of.
Something to be ashamed of. And just like taking shit out on the kids when it's not their fucking fault. Like,
yeah.
I think I told you, we got my home videos put on like a USB. Gavin got it for me and I was like in tears because it's like my Nana and Papa are on there and I was just like just seeing their faces because they passed away a long time ago is just like the best thing ever. And so my brothers are in the video a lot and it's just like you can just see like they're not happy to be there. You know, they're treated, they weren't included.
Like pushed off to the side almost.
Totally step, like redheaded stepchild, like right off to the side. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Makes my heart hurt seeing it because it's I can't even imagine doing that to my stepdaughter. Like I always make a point, like, do you feel like I treat you any differently? Like we've had that conversation probably two or three times throughout our relationship. And she's like, no, Dana, you do not. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, good. Because I would die.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because, like, I just think of them all as my kids at this point, and they all get it exactly the same. They all,
yeah,
like, all of it. So, but it is funny because so many people are like, love your kids like they're your own. And then when you're loving them as your own and you're disciplining them as your own, everyone has something to say.
You're in trouble. Yeah, I got in trouble.
Right?
I've gotten in trouble a few times. And I say trouble, it's like hissy fits and I don't care, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just from, like, I remember when I first met my husband, we went out for dinner with his best friend and his mom, and the mom just, like, didn't like me from the get-go, and I mean, that doesn't happen very often, like, not to, like...
too drunk. Like,
yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. So, she was just, like, being a not a nice person.
You were going to say cunt. You can say it.
I was like, I don't know if we're going to say cunt on our podcast, but
you're
yeah.
You're saying cunt. No, it's true.
And I just remember, like, he was, like, letting my stepdaughter... We were in a restaurant, sorry, mind you, that we weren't supposed to have kids in there. So they were, like, being pretty lenient with us to begin with. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, letting her fold up the menus and throw them as paper airplanes. And I was like, yeah, no. That's just, like, not something that I agree with. Yeah. And, like, this was, like, 6.5 years ago, and I can still picture her, like, the nasty look on her face where she was, like, trying to challenge me. But everyone has something to say.
Yeah. Well, it's also just, like, that's fucking disrespectful, and I would say that to anybody's kid.
Yeah.
100%.
You know? It has nothing.
I'm sitting at the same table as you, so I'm going to have to say something.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so the next one, be clear about your role. Your role as a stepmom is not to replace their mom.
Yep.
I think this one is hard for a lot of... It brings out insecurities in everybody. I understand it as a bio mom. I understand it as a bonus mom.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's just not a conversation that we really had. It was, I just remember her being like, well, what do I need to call you? And I was like, Dana, whatever you want. Like, Dana, that's my name. Like, that's who I am. That's what you can call me. And I think it was easy for her to know that I wasn't, like, trying to take over, but I don't think it's as easy for moms, the bio moms, to understand.
Yeah. I obviously didn't really deal with that too much in my situation, but
mm-hmm.
I understand it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly, like, it's all about just, like, letting them know that you don't expect anything from them except respect, right? And that's, like, all we ever asked for, and I still remember, like, even saying goodnight, like, doing bedtime, and it was, like, I'd go in, and I would just say goodnight, and have a good, you know, have a good sleep, and I'll see you in the morning, and we didn't kiss or hug or anything like that, and then over time, it was, like, she did start to hug, and eventually she would start wanting a kiss, and so we would do that, and then she told me one night, like, my mom says I'm not allowed to kiss you, and I was like, girl, you don't have to, you just do whatever you think,
yeah,
and my feelings won't be hurt, and she was just like, okay, so, like, she continued, and obviously still does it, but I think just talking again, talking about it and just, like, you know, like, there's no pressure coming from me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here as a bonus. That's why we say bonus mom, bonus daughter, bonus son, whatever. I'm just here for when you need.
As tough as it feels sometimes to be the one that, like, fills in the blanks, it is kind of a blessing to that child.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're like, oh, weird. My mom had such a fit about that. And you're just like, oh, it's okay, whatever. Like, never. Imagine being pressured to, like, hug and kiss somebody. Like, ew.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, my stepdaughter was like, my mom said that I'm bad because of you. And I was like, all right, I'm the only one of your parents that doesn't have a criminal record.
You went there.
The things I say to myself in my head while I just smile and nod at her.
That's the hardest thing, because you could easily say it, but, like, what good would it do?
Yeah, exactly.
Deep down, that kid knows. That kid knows.
That's I was all just kind of like, oh, of course she did.
Both of your parents are criminals. That's amazing. Oh, shit.
I'm the only one of your parents allowed in the United States of America.
That's amazing. Just ask which one of them can travel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest thing. Okay, so give the children or child time to be alone with their biological parent. Does that happen for you guys?
I try to encourage, like, my husband works quite a bit, so I do try to encourage, like, one-on-one time with all of them.
So hard.
Yeah, it is really hard. But, like, honestly, for us, sometimes it's just, like, he has to run out and, like, grab random groceries, so he'll take one of the kids and stop for ice or, like,
something.
Yeah, hot chocolate and a donut or something. Like, it can be super small or, like, 10, 15 minutes, but just them, like, feeling like they were included or felt special in some way, I think, is important.
I had a friend, and she used to talk, she'd talk about her dad all the time and how she picked a really amazing spouse, and she dedicates it all to her dad because her dad used to, like, wine and dine her and, like, take her out on, like, daddy-daughter dates and, like, you know, tell her what she's worth. And she says she feels like it set her up for, like, a no-fail marriage, basically. And I was like, I want that for my stepdaughter and my hubby. And so I think it's like life gets busy. And then when there's other children involved, it's like, you don't want to hurt someone, but it's like, I always encourage him to be like, well, why don't you take her?
Yeah.
Go get a tea or go, like, she loves, you know, Starbucks, like, dragon fruit, fucking crazy, colorful drinks. Like, go take her there and then go run your errands or whatever. Like, she's super easy. And I just feel like it's needed.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're set up at this point, even just with their parents not being together. Like, I don't feel like you already have a few points against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's something I'm trying to encourage more.
And I mean, like you said, it is really hard with, like, life gets busy and all of that, but if it has to be simple, it's something, you know, and at least they'll look back and be like, you know what? My parents were really fucking busy, but
they made time.
If it was just like us grabbing a tea on the way to Costco, we made time to do that. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So the last one here from My Nourished Home. Form new traditions and memories, something for them to look forward to with you.
Get ducks. Is there
anything you do? Yeah, get ducks.
That's why I have everything.
Yeah, podcast today.
Yeah, like, I feel like, you know, again, not trying to, I'm on the side of things, I think, even since the lockdown, where we've had to, like, really slow down on just, like, activities and stuff. Like, I'm not into, like, over-scheduling, like, a bunch of shit for the kids all the time. And sometimes, like, the better thing to do is just, like, hang out with them. But we usually try to, like, you know, talk to her before she's going to be coming back here and just being like, hey, this is, like, what the week looks like, and this is what we have to look forward to. And hey, like, the barn manager reached out and she wanted to know if you wanted to volunteer. And that's, like, her everything. That's what she loves, horses. And honestly, I'm not even a huge, like, horseback rider. I never grew up around horses. I don't know very much about them, but when I did first move out here, I had friends who had them, so I did ride. So, like, again, we went on vacation to BC a couple years ago, and they had trail rides, and I was like, we're doing it. I don't even care how fucking expensive it is. Like, we're doing it. And my son and my hubby, like, my hubby's, like, allergic, so it was just like, we'll just go golf or something. So they went golfing, and we went and did that together, and I was petrified. Like, there was only four of us on this trail ride, and, like, two of the girls were, like, out of the fucking rodeo. Like, they know what they're doing. And then there's Hall, like, my stepdaughter, who's, like, you know, she knows enough for sure. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. We're climbing a mountain on horses? Like, what? And, like, I just did it because I knew she would have loved it. And I knew, like, she had to do it with somebody. So I was like, we're going to do this. And she, like, still talks about that to this day. I, like, went out of my comfort zone completely just to, like, you know, it meant a lot to her.
I love that.
Yeah.
I totally just have to say that the little stuffed puppy that she gave my youngest when we were visiting, he is still obsessed.
I'm and, so like, glad.
He was so upset the other night. He left it in the truck. Oh, and man. My husband went out and got it in the night while he was sleeping and put it in his bed. And he woke up in the morning and he was like, Daddy got my putty. Daddy got my putty out of the truck.
You know why? That was so sweet. That was really sweet of her to do.
Oh, it was so sweet.
And it's very like, she, like, her things are her things. So that was like a huge step.
Yeah, it was very sweet. And I love how much he appreciates it and like is still obsessed with it.
Well, she'll
brought
see
it camping. She'll and see I it
like, well, when we go camping, she'll see it and be like, like, she'll feel good. She'll feel good yeah. about that. Like,
I should have taken a bunch of pictures of them. Adventures of my son and his puppy.
Oh my God. And he might keep it like just forever, you know? Like, stuffies oh, yeah. are everything.
Absolutely.
She gave up her little like horsey too to put in with the ducks. It's so cute.
Oh. Okay, I can't wait to see it on our Instagram.
Yeah, tomorrow. Awesome. Well, I don't know if you have anything to add, Amanda, but I hope we covered.
Yeah, I feel like we covered it. And My Nourished Home did such a great job with her list and her blog. We will link it so you can read the full article. But yeah, I mean, if you're struggling to build a bond with your stepchild or children, you are not alone. This is not an easy role to.
No, and we're not professionals, but like, reach out to us. We'll always talk and try to give our suggestions and our old owl wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes just like having a glass of wine and venting is enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so thank you for listening to another Mother Podcast and being a part of our community. And just remember, no matter how unique your situation, you're not alone.
To be a part of the show, make episode topic suggestions, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow @anothermotherpodcast on Facebook and Instagram. And please leave us a rating on your preferred podcast app if you enjoyed the show. We'll be right back.